What's going on, guys? You guys are tuned in to another edition of the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. First thing I want to say is thanks to all the supporters that have been supporting the show thus far. It's been a tremendous honor, you know, podcasting, if that's the word for you all. And I appreciate the love and support that you guys have been, you know, sending me on social media and other, you know, in other bases too. All in all, you guys' support have led us on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show to have numerous sponsors like Breaker, iTunes, also Pocket Cast, and also Spotify. And I can't thank you guys enough for your, you know, continuous support. So much love and respect to all of y'all. Before I get started with today's topic, I will say listener's discretion is advised. Listener's discretion is advised. And another thing I will add for the first time is that excuse my aggressiveness and excuse my passion, because I know when I talk about these things, I'm going to be very passionate while doing so. So before I get into this topic, I want to let you all hear a little note from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. All right. Much love and respect to y'all. Peace. Okay, that was a little note from our sponsors. Now, today's topic, what we're going to get into is oppression and also leaders of the world. And I know I've touched base on leaders of the world a few times, and probably I did touch base on oppression a few times as well, but we're going to get deeper into it. And obviously, this is from my take on the world and obviously these topics that I'm about to present to you all. Now, I didn't see the movie, but I read reviews and spoilers, that is, and I heard about the new movie that Keegan, I believe that's his name, or the guy that was from Key and Peele, and he obviously made the first movie that a lot of people raved about. It was called Get Out, and he just came out with another movie called Us. Now, in this movie, what the premise of the movie was basically about a lady who went to like a mirror house or something like that. And in the mirror house, a lady, another person, her, the image of her, swapped places and started living her life. And then throughout the course of the movie, you know, other people start coming from like other duplicates. It's about duplicates of all of us. So say if we were all in the actual world like we're living now, and we had mindless duplicates, you know, coming to haunt us and to kill us, so they can no longer be oppressed. And I feel like that was the topic of the movie. And that's all the spoilers I'm gonna give to you. I'm pretty sure by now when you hear this podcast, everybody's seen it. But it's basically, a lot of people got out of the movie was that it was about people being oppressed and they're tired of being oppressed. So more along the lines of people starting to wake up. And I'm very proud of, you know, society today, the society that I see a lot of people of all ethnicities who have been constantly oppressed, who have been constantly manipulated and deceived by the leaders of the world, that they're finally waking up and they're finally saying, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired of being oppressed. I'm tired of living in a world to where I am promised or I'm given false hope on a consistent basis. People ask you, what is false hope? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is when it comes to money. Okay, you got people that are in power, right? Like, let's just take a $1 billion corporation for instance. And you have the CEO and you have the owner and you have the founder and all those people. These people are making millions, if not billions of dollars, right? But look at the people that are keeping the company standing tall. Look at the workers, you know, the people, whether you're in a store and you got the workers who are selling merchandise. They have to make commission for some jobs, but also a lot of them are getting paid a little bit above minimum wage. And depends on where you stay, obviously it's enough just to keep you either a little bit above lower class, in lower class, or in middle class. And a lot of people are saying like, okay, well, I'm breaking my back dealing with rude customers every single day who are obviously dealing with the same thing in their lives with their jobs. And these $1 million, you know, executives or people who are over this company, who quote unquote founded this company, we're going to get to that in a minute, are just sitting up, you know, bossing us around, you know, writing checks and writing documents while we're actually out here slaving. And I've been to jobs before where people have came out and said, I'm tired of being a slave. And when I was young and I had my first few jobs, I didn't know what the fuck that meant, because I was told by my parents that, oh, this is just the way it is, which is I will never, and nothing against my parents, but I would never, ever, ever speak that to my kids, because it if people are just saying that's just the way it is, and I've said this on numerous accounts on my Instagram and Facebook page, I had a quote and said, if people are just telling you that's just the way it is, and obviously you ask a very in-depth question, they're just basically, what they're telling you is that I'm just a programmed individual who doesn't know the answer. And obviously I'm not looking for it. And I just want you to be programmed just like me. That's what I get out of it. And I know a lot of people are going to take insult to that, but that's not just the way it is. It gets deeper than that. But yet you're so programmed to just say, oh, that's just the way it is, we have no choice. No, fuck that. People are starting to wake up and realize what the fuck is really going on. And I'm very proud of them. So back to the whole corporate thing is that when you have these leaders who are above you, and they're making millions of dollars off the blood, the sweat, you know, the tears and the anger that you have to deal with on a job, and you go back home to your families and, you know, you feel miserable. Or I was told by a wise man and a wise woman that there's something called a rat race. All we do is go to work, you know, go home, you know, hang out with our families, then go back to a job that, you know, we dread. And then you have certain people in their lives who are actually, you know, living a life to where they have a job that they enjoy, and it's really not work to them. I applaud those people because it takes a while to get there for some people. It depends on where you come from. But for those that don't have that opportunity, I definitely feel their pain. And I feel like obviously it's not fair, and it shouldn't be just the way it is. You got these corporate leaders who have been above us and who have promised us that if you work hard, just like I worked hard, then you can be where I'm at one day. And that is not true. You have millions on top of millions of people who break their backs every fucking day. And I told y'all, listeners, discretion is advised, but excuse my French. They break their backs every fucking day for your company to stand tall. And you lie to them and give them false hope to say, oh, well, if you work hard, you fuck that. Because a lot of these corporations didn't even work hard. A lot of these corporations in America that are still standing tall to this day, banks, WWE, a lot of things in government, that was off of free labor. And for those white supremacists out there, yeah, I'm bringing race into the mix again. Fuck you if you don't like it. These people, that was off of free labor from my ancestors. And then people have the audacity to say, oh, no reparations for y'all. That was your ancestors doing. You guys didn't have nothing to do with that. Get the fuck out of here. It's funny that you guys don't want people who are related to our ancestors, who obviously did all the your dirty work. That's what they call it, dirty work for you, that you don't want them to get profit. But you guys are still profiting off of, you know, the slavery or the free labor that you gave to them. It's so fucking funny how the world works. Oh, man, I'm glad that people are waking up, and I'm glad that I found that shit out at a very, very early age. But anyways, so that's what's going on. You got so many people who think that they're manipulating us, and people are starting to wake the fuck up. In these corporations, I guarantee you, if every single person across the world, not just in America, just walked out of their company, they were tired of living in middle class, they were tired of living in low class, and they said the only way that all of us workers are going to come back to work for you and your deceitful ass is if you give us the same amount of profit that you're making. That's the only way. Or either you come down to us and you take a massive pay cut and you give us what we owe so we could all be spread out equally. I remember I was talking to somebody who will remain nameless, and we had a disagreement. And I said, if the world was looked at each other, if the world never went through this whole process of, you know, enslavement, manipulation, egos, greed, temptation, false hope, and a lot of other negative things when it involves, you know, trying to quote unquote better yourself in the price of fame, I think the world would be a better place. I feel like if everybody's equal and everybody has a mindset that they are fulfilled in life, there wouldn't be no reason for them to want to kill or steal or try to destroy somebody else's spirit, let alone just a person in general in their life. And that person was like, no, that's not true. And I said, okay, what's your reasoning behind it? They said, well, it's just not the way it is. And I said, bam, got you. There you go. That's the way it is shit. See, you don't even know. You're so programmed that you don't even want to dig deep to find the root of what the fucking problem is. And that just shows me that I'm wasting my fucking time talking to you. But I'm not going to make you feel guilty. Sorry if I already have, by making you feel less than a man than me, because that's not my intention. My intention, my calling, I believe, to be on this earth is not just to wake people up, but wake them up to show them that if we look at each other as equals, the world would definitely be a better place. Because what am I going to be fighting with you against? every war that has been fought has been dealt with egos and people trying to gain something. Why are you trying to gain something if you're already fulfilled? And why are you trying to take from someone who doesn't have much, or if they have an equal amount from you? So if we are all looked at as equals, if we all have the same profit, if we all work these same jobs, but the pay cut is equally balanced. I know a lot of people are like, this dude is on some bullshit, but just hear me out. If everybody was just equal, if there wasn't no, I'm better than you, you're less than me because I make this much and you ain't shit, then the world would definitely be a better place, because look what it's done now. The more people have, the less somebody has. But if everything was equally balanced, would we have that problem? I guess there's only one way to find out. But back to what I was saying was, if everybody just left their jobs and said that that was the only way that we were going to come back, I guarantee all those people who have been manipulating you and deceiving you will definitely think about it and take it in. Because the way that these corporations keep on profiting is, there's a lot of people that walk out of their jobs because they just can't take it anymore. I've walked out a few of my jobs because I was like, I'm done with this shit. This is slavery. I'm not happy here. Fuck out of here. You ain't paying me enough for this shit. And what do they do? They feel, you know, that it's a bad breakup. But what do? They go to the next person who's in need of a job. So it's all about, you know, people needing job, people needing a job, people needing money, because that's the way that the world has been set up. And I had Crystal Cole on the show the other day, and she was talking about, you know, money and how things are set up. But she sent me a video about how the bank system was founded and how. Oh, man, like, it was a beautiful video. I'm probably going to attach the link to my Instagram, and I'm sharing it on Facebook if you guys follow me on there. But it was a beautiful video, and I noticed how it just broke everything down in a cartoon, and I was just like, wow, it's crazy how money works. And money is definitely a manipulative tactic that the world uses against us in order to keep us in control. But all in all, I don't fuck with people in power. You know, people always say, Reggie, do you like this celebrity? Do you like that celebrity? No, I have nothing against this, the person or the symbolic being that they try to represent. But anybody who is obviously feeding off of lower class people and obviously keeping the system going, what do I want to go praise them for, anything like that? And people could say, well, Reggie, you have people come to your shows and stuff like that, but yeah, at the same time, every event that I've done has been free. And for the ones now, I have an agent, thank God, shout out to Mr. Brandon, and shout out to Miss Elaine out there in the UK. Now I have agents, and they obviously look out for me when it comes to finances. But at the same time, I guarantee, and I've said it on numerous interviews, I will die broke, because whenever I become quote unquote famous, I'm going to definitely make a way for all of us, everybody on this earth, to stop living in poverty. I know a lot of people are like, boy, you wish for thinking. Well, I guess I'm going to be a wishing mofo, because that is my goal, because I'm tired of it. And I feel like a lot of these leaders that are in power that need us but make it seem like we need them are definitely keeping that negative system going, where we're going to continuously live in poverty and where we're going to continuously be oppressed. And for those people that don't know what oppression is, you need to look up the dictionary, but I guess I'm just going to break it down for you. Oppression is obviously, in my eyes, is when people are obviously in basically in a system to where they're fucked. They have to, like I said, the rat race. They have to work every day. They have people that are sworn to protect them, that don't protect them at all, that fights against them and that treats them like their enemies, or treats them like they're the bad guy. And you have they're ran by leaders who obviously want to stay in power. And it's so funny, man. Like I said, if all of these agents of lethal force too, if they just all of a sudden stop working for the leaders of the world, where's your firepower? You know, one thing I notice about a lot of, not just white supremacists, but also leaders of the world, people who are in power, whether it's government or whatever, you take away their armed forces, you take away all of their people that are sworn to protect them, the ones that have weapons and guns and shit, I guarantee a lot of these people cannot fend for themselves. I remember when I was a kid, I asked my grandma, and I know I'm jumping off the train here and I'm gonna get back on it, but I remember when I was a kid, I asked my grandma, you know, she was watching the news, and I think this is when George W. Bush was the president. And I was like, I said, Nana, why does the president, if he's the leader of our country, why does he send soldiers to go fight his war? Why don't he just go fight the person that he wants to beat up himself? And my nana just looked at me, and then she looked back at the news, and she was like, damn, she didn't even say nothing. So I guess it was a very good question to ask, and she really didn't have the answer to it. She didn't want to tell me that's just the way it is. She just went back and watched the news and said, oh, shit, this boy is, he going to be something one day. But that was always my thing. I think it's so funny how these leaders of the world send other people to do their dirty work for them, but they don't want to do it themselves, because I feel like they have to manipulate us as a people, because, you know, things work in numbers. You know, you obviously win when you have big numbers. So they use their numbers in order to not just manipulate us and keep us oppressed, but they try to use those numbers to oppress other people and steal their resources so they can stay in power. It's all about greed. It's all about negativity, and it's all about control. And I feel like us as a society are waking up and seeing that. And hearing about that review for the movie Us, I feel like that's what the movie was referring to. And it led me to want to talk about this topic. I don't look up to leaders who are, you know, feeding off of the, you know, the sweat, the blood, the tears from, you know, people who are quote unquote beneath them. Because obviously, if it wasn't for us, the little people, there wouldn't be people in power at all. So I think all of us need to wake up and see that. And the second that we do, I think we're going to be all right. This has been the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. So far, I'm going to take a quick music break, and I'll be back in a jiff. Much love and respect to all of y'all.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you or tell you that, but if I didn't say what I still have felt here, where the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. Always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again. And I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of this old, that I'm sure that that makes sense. I will go down with this sheet, and I won't put my hands on and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always. We will, and if that was there, we'll be there still. I'll let it pass in all my time, and you would think that I move on. I will go down with this sheet, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. I'm surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love.
We're back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. We've been talking about oppression. We talked about a little bit about the movie Us, but me personally, I'm going to get back into that. Now, when I mentioned the movie Us and I was talking about oppression, I wanted to say something. It's funny how it takes a movie or a music video like This Is America by Childish Gambino and things like that in order to get us our attention as people. And I remember when I was young and I was in middle school, I think I was a freshman in high school, and we had this there was this book called or this saying, I forgot what it was. Was I paying attention? I might have not. I probably was focused on football or some shit. Pity me. But anyways, it was a saying, is common sense common? And I remember I asked my coach and he was like, no, Reggie, common sense is not common. And what that means is that people obviously don't look outside of the little box that they're in. They don't look at the big picture. And I feel like a lot of people, if they started looking at the big picture, which I feel like a lot of people are, because I'm looking on social media and I'm seeing a lot of quotes and I'm seeing a lot of people waking the fuck up and seeing what's really going on out here. And I'm very, very happy with what I'm seeing. You know, a lot of people are running their show and they're tired of taking shit from their oppressors and from the leaders of the world. And they're saying enough is enough. If, you know, if you want things. Well, obviously, I don't even think you got some people who are talking to these leaders and trying to make a trying to come to some type of agreement and trying to work something out with them. But you have a lot of people that are saying, no, fuck these leaders of the world. Fuck voting for you. Fuck trying to keep you in power. We're trying to get you guys out of power because we've realized that since day one, you guys have been duping us all along. But anyways, it's just funny how it takes movies and things like this in order to get our attention. And I just feel like it comes from us not being big picture thinkers, us as people being sheep. And it just shows how easily programmed we are. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, who the fuck does this guy think he is? I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm better than you or that I'm intimidating you or insulting you. I'm sorry, that's the word. What I'm saying is that obviously it is understandable how they did it, because these leaders of the world have definitely manipulated us by so many worldly things and made us seem like if we don't go their route, then there is no other route to go. So the only way is through them, or the only way is following their way. And now people are starting to wake up and see that that has always been a lie. And it is easy to see how we've all been manipulated as people. But now we're starting to wake up and realize that we control our own destinies, and we as a people can change the way that this negative society has been built and rebuild it into a more positive, diplomatic, and equal way. Getting rid of racism, getting rid of poverty, making everything equal, making it to where, you know, we're not judging one another because of our differences and things like that, or our social background. And what I mean by social backgrounds, I hope that a lot of people in their backgrounds, in their culture, I'm sorry, their cultural backgrounds, have respect for other cultures. Because if you are in a culture to where you automatically feel like it is okay to kill someone or traumatize someone or be negative to someone else just because they're different from you, or talk to them any type of way or treat them any type of way just because they're different from you, I ain't got nothing to say about your culture. Your culture is not one that I would want to even be equal with. I'm talking about a culture that actually has nothing but peace and nothing but fairness in it, to where all of us can benefit from each other, and all of us can stay equal with each other and love one another rather than to be at odds, because nothing good has ever come out of war. But yeah, I just think that it is it's funny us as a people to where, because I know after seeing Black Panther, that was kind of like one of my biggest, that was like the last straw. I was like, okay, I'm woken the fuck up. If you guys watch my last movie, Thor versus Deathland, a few of my characters was wearing the Killmonger shirt, you know, bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships because they knew that death was better than bondage. So, I mean, I just fell in love with that character. Not Michael B. Jordan. I fell in love with the character. So with these movies, I'm glad that they're basically presenting a message to wake us up. But I feel like us as a people need to be woken up, even if there's not a movie that has been made. It shouldn't take a movie to wake us up. We should have enough knowledge now to where we know what the fuck is going on. And we, like I said, we should have the knowledge now to where we should control our own destinies. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, so are you boycotting movies and stuff like that? No. I'm just saying all of these messages can be in anything. They can be within yourself. I've heard stories of people having dreams about messages and what they've seen and talking to, you know, certain people, you know, from their past or from the past, their ancestors and stuff like that, telling them how the world was going to become, and it's coming to fruition. So my thing is this, is that I feel like the truth is all around us. We just got to want to see it. And if we don't want to see it, we're just going to stay manipulated and programmed throughout the rest of our life. So we got to open our eyes a little bit wider, and we have to realize what's really going on. And it shouldn't take a movie from Hollywood in order to wake us up. We should already be woken up, because I feel like the truth is really punching us in the face and telling us, hey, here I am, and we need to accept it. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for listening. And I also want to touch base on one more thing. I know a lot of people were asking me on recent shows, Reggie, can you go more into detail? Can you give us more examples? I'm going to give you an example of a leader who has basically, and I hate calling people out, but I'm just going to use him as an example. A leader who obviously said that it is not my job in order to, you know, try to be a role model and own up to what's really going on out here when it deals with racism and stuff like that. Charles Barkley, basketball player, really never watched him play, but a lot of people are fans of him. And some people would call him a bootlicker or a coon. Like I said, I never really watched him. I grew up watching Tracy McGrady. You know, he was a quiet dude, tried to stay humble, very athletic, and Kobe Bryant. But when it came to off the court shit, I never really watched these guys. I was just, you know, fascinated by their talent. But Charles Barkley had a quote, I think it was back in 93, back when he played with the Suns. And they had an interview of him saying, it's not my job to be your role model. It's not my job to talk about what's going on out there in race with racism and, you know, people of my color being innocently killed just because of the color of their skin. That's not my job. And I said, okay, that's funny, because I guarantee that these people who are oppressed and these people who are getting innocently slain by people who are sworn to protect them, those are the same people that's trying to buy your shoes or trying to, you know, spend their last money or their last paycheck on going to one of your basketball games. But I guarantee it's going to be a problem when they stop showing up and stop supporting your ass. That's when you're going to start coming out and saying, oh shit, well, you know, well, maybe I do care. It's all a systematic game. And that's why I really don't cut for a lot of leaders of the world. I support certain people. Well, actually, I take that back. I support the symbols that these people try to represent themselves as. But as a people, as a person who people want me to look at them as me being a fan towards them, no. I'm not a fanboy. I'm not a person that's a fan. No, those days of me being that are long gone. I'm a supporter of truth, and I'm a supporter of, you know, change to where it's going to better this world, not keep this negative system going. But back to Charles Barkley, he obviously said that it is not his job to do that. But it's funny, it becomes these celebrities or these leaders of the world's jobs whenever they see that, oh shit, a lot of these people are jumping off my bandwagon. How can I get them back on? Okay, let me start talking about systematic programming. Let me start talking about racism. Let me start protesting with them. Let me start doing these things. They're only using that as a tool to keep themselves in power. And then as soon as they're done using you, they're going to brush you to the side and keep on. Next time something happens, they're going to say, oh, it's not my problem. And then you guys are going to stop supporting them, and the cycle is going to continue and continue. And it's been happening for years. And that's why I say that is common sense comment. I don't think so, because we're falling for it every single time. And we need to stop as a people. So I think the more and more that we stop falling for this bullshit that these leaders of the world are presenting towards us, then we will, as a people, start realizing that we are the ones that control our own destinies, not these people that we look up to, quote unquote. So with that being said, that was my example. I did an example on government, I believe, too. I'm just trying to spice things up on the podcast and make it more clear of what I'm trying to present. And what I'm trying to present is that us as a people, like I said, control our own destinies. And we have the power in order to make a change to where these people in power can no longer be in power anymore. So much love and respect to everybody for tuning in. Thanks again for everybody that's been supporting the previous episodes and my previous guests. And next time I come on, I will try my best to have a guest on, and hopefully they'll bring some light to, you know, what we've been talking about recently. And like I said, man, you guys stay woke. Shout out to all of those people that are out there, you know, doing so, and you know, staying wise to the game. And I just, you know, I'm just hope that everybody, you know, has faith and doesn't get depressed and doesn't let these let the truth get the best of you, because I know sometimes when we see the truth and we open our eyes a little bit wider and we see what's really going on, we get upset and we let our aggression and our anger take over. And that's not something that you want to do, because that will be listed as a distraction. Stay calm, stay poised, and just realize that you know what the truth is, and you don't have to fall for that shit anymore. You can go your own route, even though people have told you that there is no other way. So much love and respect to all of y'all. Stay up. It's been a phenomenal show from my standings, and I hope you guys tune in next time on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I'm out.